Was good. It's your man Chuck, straight back in from an action-packed episode. And you got my co-host.
It's your girl Mikasa, and oh my goodness, look at me this episode. Amazing, amazing. And you are listening to another episode of Black on Titan.
Oh my gosh, talking about look at you. She did some things with that ODM gear. I ain't never.
Oh my god! I was like, I had to rewind it. I was like, wait, did she literally just kill like 4 men in 4 seconds? Like goals.
Crazy. Nah, she was going crazy. Like, uh-huh. Oh my goodness, Connie is a batter ass, and I remember.
Definitely, I would give him that. I was a little surprised. I said, okay, check you out, Connie.
Like, he was on it.
I didn't know he was smooth in ODM gear like that.
No. I did not. Like, you see, like, why he, oh my gosh. I've low-key started to kind of...
Fanboy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Connie, these last couple of episodes have been coming with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, man. This was honestly, after, especially like the first time I watched it, I was like, yeah. But then mm-hmm. after I rewatched it, because like I had to, like, you know how you said you have to watch it back. So like that was, oh my gosh. That was a fun episode to watch.
I agree.
I can't even front. I enjoyed that episode.
I really wasn't expecting to. I mean, I guess because the episodes I feel like have been so somber this mm-hmm. season. So, like, this was the first episode. I'm like, yeah, okay. So, I'm like, okay. I mean, yes, people are dying, but the people that we don't like are dying. So, yeah. I'm all for it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But, man, what? Let's get into it. I'm sorry.
All these onomatopoeias.
Because it was just so crazy. It was crazy. I can't wait to let's talk about it.
Well, actually, I have something else that I want to talk about first, but I guess
you can wait till later. No. We can talk about that. I'm saying like, No. Let's, when I say let's talk about it, like, switch up the subject.
Okay. So, did you see the TikTok of the anime openings?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I was like, please tell me you've seen it.
How did I say that to you?
Maybe you did. But I saw it on the timeline and I was like, let me watch this. And so I bust out laughing because there were so many animes that little TikTok could have applied to. And I was reading the comments and everybody's like, Naruto. And I was like, damn, only if I seen Naruto. But I saw like so many little things, like the little, I was like, Black Clover does that water look into the reflection thing. And I'm like, that back-to-back thing to protagonists against each other. I was like, that's Eren and
Hunter.
Zeke. Oh my gosh, it was so many. I thought that was hilarious because they nailed it.
They did. It was really enjoyable. Like when I seen it, I was like, and then like I looked for the things that it used in the opening, in this like current opening.
Uh-huh.
So like, and it wasn't like exact, but you know, like how Eren is like really somber on things. They have, I mean, everybody's kind of an enemy, including Eren. The only people that aren't enemies are like Connie and Mikasa. Like
the spoilers they gave.
I mean, they said the rumbling was coming, and right from the beginning, it was really funny. I was like, applicable.
Definitely. But are you ready to get into the review?
Yes. Let's open it up.
Okay, so it opened up on Yelena, well, on Young Capone, you know, basically saying like, I guess they couldn't avoid it. And, you know, Gabby and Falco looking on and Yelena, Levi giving their little spiel. Because at first I was like, I just saw this episode. And
right.
I was like, okay, I'm in the right episode. But yeah, And so then we see Connie and Samuel, and then we see Armin. And it was interesting because you see it more so from Armin's perspective, like when he's looking down at Zach's fallen, Zach's, Dex, Dex. My autocorrect changed to Dex. So that's what I'd be calling
it. Teleprompter.
So Dex, yes. He, you know, seeing from his perspective. And I'm gonna get on Armin in this episode, but
really,
yes. I have several jabs at him, but you know, you can see the aftermath of what happened, and that was kind of like, you know, back to this sad moment. But you don't even have time to be sad because you got all this fucking chaos right behind you, and I'm just like, wow. And you see this like sad moment, then you cut to like every. Yo, trashing everything.
Yo, okay. So when they showed Samuel's face, like it didn't register to me last week that Connie shot him 3 times in the face right after calling him a friend. Like that did not register to me. Like, but they kind of explained why in the episode. Like, but yeah.
I mean, if they. Turn like you can't use the friend card when you the one that's on your back. Like you just had me and you was about to shoot me. You literally just shot Armin. So it's like, I mean, pow pow. So so yeah, it's like we see all this chaos going on with Reiner and Annie still fucking up shit. And then we see the commander gang and we see the commander gang is John, Hanji, and Maggie because all of them be taking charge. But
yeah, Maggie get these niggas in order.
Dude, some people just got it. The girls that get it.
Hanji got it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Miss Azambuto, is she kind of part of the commander gang?
Low key, she slid herself in there because she will let me anyway. So the engineers are telling our commander gang that it takes usually a full day to service the ship. And they like, I mean, we can do a half a day at best. And they looking like, are you fucking serious? They like, first of all, we don't have half a day. Like they said, fuck the whole day. They said, we don't have half a day. And they said, our titles don't even last but a few hours. What the fuck is you saying? First of all, I was low-key like, damn. I mean, Flock, she killed y'all all. We wouldn't have this problem right now. Because y'all not making yourselves useful. Y'all are literally the like the reason why everything is here. We're here because of you. Yeah. You could have been dead.
Yeah. We could have done plan B.
So I'm just like, y'all not making yourselves useful. And so, you know, you can see them getting stressed. And so, like, Maggie, you was like, what the fuck? Like, I can tell he wanted to say this. So, Hanji's like, y'all said Hanji up here doing a quick math, talking about, I mean, they running faster than horses. And she's like, in 4 days, the whole continent is going to be gone. And so, you know, everybody just looking like, damn, like 4 days. And at this point, I'm thinking like, hasn't it already been 3? So I'm like,
has it?
We know it's been 2 nights. They slept that night in the woods together. And then they slept last night outside of the port.
Yeah.
So, I mean, damn. It's been at least 2 days.
So, damn.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I mean, was it 7 days or what? 4? Like, because if it's 4, that means we only got 1 day. So, you know, these are questions that I was thinking. And so, you know, she basically was like, it's going to be too late for Liberio and probably Marley too. And so Magus is looking like, damn. And John is looking like, damn, because, you know, he has a little immigrant friend there that they had.
But when did we see that?
We didn't.
See,
I know. I was thinking about you when I what?
Because
I was thinking about you when I saw that. I said he's gonna be hot.
See, I'm like, when did we see that? Like, and ooh, like it pissed me off because they just throwing that in. Like, I just don't appreciate that.
They throwing it in like they actually put that part in the show. Yeah.
Like, when was they getting drunk with somebody in an Aladdin hat? Like, yeah. When was that going on?
I mean, that's why I was like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's going to have the same impact if you put it later in the season.
Because I think it might come next week.
Possibly, because yeah, Aaron, the previews did show Aaron being back in Liberia, so that could be possible.
But I mean, still, it don't make sense.
It don't. But yeah.
Ooh, so I'm sorry. That was my one criticism for the episode. Like, okay, I'm good.
You back?
Good. I'm back. Okay. I'm back. Okay.
So Megan is strategizing, saying that, you know, we don't even know where Aaron is. So even if we get on the flying boat, you know, like, we still fucked. And so Miss Amazuzumabito is like, I have a suggestion. And I'm like, where was this suggestion earlier? But I guess her life was on the line. So, you know, I give her a little credit. And so she suggested that they go to Odaha, which is a coastal city further down south. Hanji's like, it looks like they're next to be flattened. And she was just like, no. I mean, she really don't fucking know. And she just like, well, exactly. She was like, it's worth a gamble. She been like, shit. And you know, Hanji's like, a gamble. And so, you know, Megan's like, I mean, we really don't got a choice. We definitely can't stay here half a day. So he like, now back to the original point. And so he was like, they were like, well, you know, we can put this on a ship and we can go to Odaha. And so he was like, okay, well, first of all, Ms. Azumabito was like, we can go right away at once. And they was like, actually, we gotta wait 30 minutes. And they like, what? And Megan like, Megan 15. And I'm like, do you even know how these things work? Megan, you're like,
he doesn't. He went full commander mode. He's like, y'all cut it in half. Y'all put it to work. Make yourself.
Now, that's like me saying I run my regular mile at 12 minutes and then he like make it 6. Like, no, that's not possible.
That's how coaches do you.
they really do.
He kind of alludes to it. He don't care who you is. He's been doing this to kids.
That's
like,
we'll get to that.
Handling adults. If I can make these kids warriors, I know you can get this cult, this boat up and
he going. Really did. Because he was like, stay sharp. Like, what?
Yo, since we're talking about Magic right now, we can give him his flowers. Because he won't get any more. But
why would you wait till the end to give him his flowers?
I'm saying in this situation.
Well, I think this was his best episode, for sure. This was his best showing. Yeah. So he will get his flowers when we discuss his last contribution.
Okay.
We'll do a little memorial for him.
Yeah.
Two kind words, maybe.
But
this part ends off with the commanders dividing up and, you know, doing what they're each responsible for. So Maggot's got to transport the Azumabitos to the ship. Hanji got to go let Mikasa know so they can let Ronner know and he know what's going on. And John, you know, letting Peak Weakling gang, you know, what's going on. So
John's the babysitter. The head babysitter in charge. Well, I mean, John.
He had the least taxing situation. Like, Hanji literally running into open fire, Maggot running into open fires, and John like, okay, let me go get the Usopps and bring them in.
Let me go get the Usopps. But yeah, then we get the opening. And in the opening, gets right back to the Titan action that we were just missing on. Because now, the objective is to get to the boat. So we got all of the Jaegerists attacking Annie and Reiner with the Thunder Spears. And Annie, she working, but at the same time, it's like, if a swarm of bees was trying to attack you, there's only so much swatting you can do. Mm-hmm. And it just was not going well. So then Mikasa comes, and Mikasa's, gosh, she starts let's get everybody off. Because once LaCosta come through, they was like, I don't want both of these
problems. Literally, they run away from her.
So she tells Annie that the plan to change up a little bit and everybody's trying to get to the boat so the service are on the mainland. Right. And she hops right off. And Annie's like, what? I'm talking about mainland? I don't really know. So she hops right off and she starts going to go get after some old people. And all of the Usopps are running to the boat. And this is really cool because this is the most action that we've really got in this season to start off with. And you have Flop trying to kill the mechanics. And that's when Ryder proves useful and becomes a shield. But before that, you... Because the look on Flock's face when this happened. Casa comes, she take out two dudes. Then Hanji pull up, and she cut two dudes. And Flock's just like, oh my gosh. Damn it, you traitors. And...
I was mad because she did not aim for Flock. How do you not see that carrot top from a mile away?
Like, really though. Really though. I was upset with that too. I was upset that Mikasa nor Hanji took that opportunity because he was
that was the perfect opportunity because he once he falls you saw how quickly you know things like oh fuck, I don't know what to fucking do now and you know who they he don't have a second in command after him he should have been always your main priority.
See, good leaders are able to have leaders underneath them. Good leaders develop leaders. That's why Flock, he might be talk a big game but he's not a good leader.
Because he was put in a leadership position. He was not chosen as a leader.
No, he was not. And honestly, I think Aaron probably picked him because he knew he could manipulate him. Like,
and he knew that Flock was good at manipulating other people.
Yeah. Because honestly, so what's the average IQ of your average parody?
They don't know much because they don't even, they call the Azuma Bito mechanics the Azuma Bitos. Like, they are not individuals. Like, that lady is the Azuma Bito. And they just like, the Azuma Bitos are going. That's not their family, bro. So I was like, you look slow.
Orton's racist.
Hmm?
I said Orton's racist.
Well, I can see that. They definitely don't know anything about outsiders, so.
Yeah. So, Hanji and Mikasa, after Flock picks up, and he's like, where are they going? Like, what could be worth the risk? Because they don't attack him. Flock, I guess he's a strong enough enemy that attacking him head on isn't quite the best idea. But they let him rub his two little brain cells together. And he kind of figures out that the boat is the target. That way they can stop him. So Reiner is protecting the traveling party with the mechanics and the Azuma Bitos. He's being a shield. Their thunder spears getting shot at him. And as he's getting shot, Maggot is showing how to be a true little sniper, and he's picking them off. And people start kind of aiming strictly for the Azuma Bitos. And as you said, for the traveling party. And Annie goes and tries to protect them, but Annie ain't got no armor. So with the Thunder Spear goes, the Thunder Spear goes straight through her arm and her arm comes off and it's a pretty much a wrap. So
I was just like, damn.
Yeah. You know,
it was three Thunder Spears in her arm and anything gone.
No, Annie was like, damn, too.
She definitely wasn't expecting that.
Nah. So then she gets caught lacking and they pull up on her and they about to blast her head off literally with these Thunder Spears. And then Reiner pulls up like the nick of time. He continues to be a shield for his friends and those that he cares about. And he takes it in the face and it is quite gruesome. And then, it cuts to Flock trying to rally everybody to get them ready. And he goes to try to get everybody's planning together. And he says, get all the Thunder Spears. They're trying to get to the ship and take down Aaron. And he gives this speech. Like, you remember when Commander Irwin was giving speeches, and Commander Irwin could get Commander Irwin convinced Flock to sacrifice his life, even though Flock didn't follow through. Flock seen all these other people.
A missed opportunity.
Another missed opportunity. Commander Irwin.
So many missed opportunities episode two. But,
so Flock is giving this speech and he's like, if they take down Aaron, then the world is going to come back and they're going to try to kill you and your siblings and your children. And we need, the world will seek revenge and you need to give your hearts. And when he's talking about giving, how dare you?
Yeah, like, how dare you tell somebody to give their heart?
What?
You have none.
At all. Like, and I really don't like Flock. And that's why his speech didn't get much airtime. It was like,
and even they was looking like, oh, you know, Commander Irwin's speech, they, I feel like they knew they were going to die. And yes, they were scared, but they knew that this was for a good, good. Like, these people look like they about to shit themselves. Like, bro, you really making us do this? But I'm just like, stand up. Y'all can walk away. He one man. I mean, yeah, he can shoot y'all, but all of y'all can shoot him. Like, I'd be like, nah, man, we're not doing this. Somebody got to kill this nigga.
Stand up.
Literally kill him. So.
Yeah. He got to go. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. After that, it goes. Mm-hmm. After that, it cuts to the alley scene. We see Peek with the rest of the, we can't really fight for ourselves group.
Yes. The weakling troop. And she got them on her back. And, you know, Falco want to be grown. Well, they see Reiner and Amy getting towed up. And so Falco was like, oh my God, I gotta go do something. And I'm just like, you ain't never done nothing before. Like, not in your Titan form. So, like,
I mean, Peek said that too.
Exactly. And so she just like, that's not gonna go over well. The first time never goes well. And so, you know, he like, if Galliard was here, he's dead. He's not here. You ate him. If Galliard was here. Before.
Like, Galliard, he ain't new to this.
Exactly. You know? So I'm just like, but Galliard not here. But he was like, if Galliard was here, he wouldn't hesitate. And so he, you know, she's like, that's not a good idea. Let me just take y'all to the ship. And he was like, no, and runs away. And I'm like, bro, why are you causing trouble for my girl Pete?
Man, what?
Who also had a great showing this episode. But
so many people, actually all of the people on the New Alliance had a really great episode
except Armin, but I'll get to that. And so Peek, you know, he runs off and Maggot is getting the engineers on board. He's like, get y'all ass on this ship. Like, all the shit that everybody trying to do, get y'all little slow asses back to this ship. Come on, man.
Our show is cold.
You said what?
He
gonna shovel some coal. First of all, you know, y'all come on shoveling coal, hell. So black men always gotta work. Every time they go somewhere, damn. But
once he got off Peek head, go straight to work.
Exactly. Never mind, I'm not gonna do that. But so Maggot is like, you know, getting everybody on board and he making sure nobody else coming up behind him, got the gun ready, locked, loaded. And so then he hear Connie and Armin coming up and then he turn around, points his gun like he does to everybody. And, you know, he sees Connie and Armin. He like, damn, what's going on? And he's like, Armin got shot in the chest. And McGaff is like, he also got shot in the face too. And he's like, he gonna be okay though. Walk it off. And I'm like, bro, he literally just like, oh, he gonna be straight. And I'm just like, you don't give a fuck. But I mean, he is gonna be straight, but is he?
He been doing this to kids.
You right. That's why he'd be like, walk it off, because he used to this. So he asked Connie to go, and Connie like, got it on it. I'm about to go defend the ship. He was. And so Peek comes right up and lets Maggot know that Falco dipped and he's sick. Cause he like, damn, this nigga ain't got no instructions. Like, you know, he just about to be go out here wilding. And that's what exactly the fuck he does. But so then we see the reinforcements coming, and Mikasa and Hanji like, damn, you know, we're not gonna make it if these reinforcements get in here. And I'm like, shit, I got a whole train of reinforcements. And you even see the reinforcements, they looking like, damn, I don't wanna be here either. Man, I was like, that is not a face of happiness. They like, and little did they know, they asked about to get blown to smithereens right after that. And then Flock sick. He like, damn, they blew up all our reinforcements.
Oh my gosh. That scene like, right
there. Who did that?
Nah, that was a dope scene. Because I was on the edge of my seat. Because I was like, dang, what's about to happen?
Not
like,
for
how
real.
How they gonna get through this?
And it was like that little montage going real slow and shit. And you see them, it's like our five guys getting and 100 niggas on them. It's like, damn, what is going to happen? And yeah.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so Flock sick. And then you see Falco over here mutilating himself with a little nail. And I'm like, he don't know. He just see it on TV and like, let me learn, let me do it. He don't know what the fuck going on. And so John finds him and he like, why you not on the ship, bro? And he like, oh, nothing. Like, you know how you find a kid doing some shit they not supposed to be doing? That's exactly how he looked when John ran up on him.
Hide his hands and everything.
Exactly. Nothing. Like, bro, you obviously doing something.
I don't have a cookie.
Definitely this bad. So then after, right after, you know, John confront Falco, we see Annie head roll the fuck off. I said, oh my God. I was not expecting that.
No.
And I appreciated that because the manga didn't show that. And so that was the perfect addition. Like, I talk shit about the anime, how they some shit they need to stop fucking doing. But this episode snaps for you. Because I was like, yes. Once I read the manga, I was like, yes, I need the head roll. When it happened. And so I feel like that was just a little karma coming back for her. And then after her head plop off, you see Reiner, he down bad. Well, what's new?
We feel bad for Annie because she didn't bad for her like that.
But true, Reiner, true. She usually good, but you know, like you said with the bees, she not used to having that many people on her like that. I mean, when she was in the forest, whew, our girl was in action. Couldn't stop her. But she, you know, run her down bad. So then we see the Jaegerist coming up, like, finish him. And I'm like, damn, you know how bad you got to be when you literally on your last leg, you got niggas coming after you saying, finish him. Like, bro, that is not a good sound. And so then what do we see? Connie and Mikasa coming through tag team.
Time out. Like, the view when they was coming through from Annie's back, like with all the smoke and all that stuff, like that was another thing. Like, of course the anime is going to be more in motion than the manga, but I just loved that whole shot. Like I enjoyed it. It was amazing.
I feel like I need to go back and look and see what you're talking about. But yeah, so we got Connie coming through, you know, showing that he know how to work this motherfucking ODM gear. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Okay, Connie. I feel you.
Connie was going hell.
He proved his spot for being in the OG group. So I really enjoyed that. And then, oh my gosh, like seeing Mikasa, that gave me chills. Like, she's like, Connie, not my nigga Connie, let me come back you up. Then I'm like, how you gonna back him up and you take out more niggas than him in less time? I'm like, oh my gosh. And that was like, I feel like we saw a different side of her because
we saw a different side.
Yes, I agree. But this is a different side of everyone. And she, you know, she's obviously a fucking beast, but we don't get to see that side of her because you know, she keeps it under wraps because she's like, you don't want to see me. And like, you know, the look when she had pulled the little shears out when she was going toe-to-toe to Annie, that was already like, I've been itching to kill somebody. And then it's like, she really like, fuck you. And I was like, she's so fucking creative with the kills. Like, not that you gotta stab this nigga, you carved him up like a motherfucking sausage that you about to put on the damn grill. Then she went and tossed some bombs around these niggas and watched them explode and had the blood rain down on her. I said, girl,
now,
this masterpiece.
See, that, even though that didn't happen right there, like, when she...
I don't know, I just got so excited.
I know, because she had... But now, when she started her badass moments, well, after she... Because her and Connie, they started using the ODM gear as weapons. That's what I noticed. Like, they would shoot through people. And
well, you know, they got those guns on the ODM gear.
Well, no. Like, I'm saying, like, how they... You know how, like, they use the ODM gear to, like, shoot, like, to latch on and stuff?
Oh, mm-hmm.
They were shooting with, like, hooks through people as they was flying and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Like, I didn't even realize that.
Like, because when Connie came through, he did it. Mm-hmm. And then Mikasa did it. And, like, when Master Mikasa, because, like, Mikasa, she came through and, like, she was on the roof. And then she got blood mm-hmm. on her face. And then she just mm-hmm. threw that down.
No, letting her look, like, when that little steely look. I'm just like, oh, she's like, who wants to smoke? I was, and then they started literally running away. I was just like,
no, when that girl was scared because Mikasa was doing damage. Gosh. And
they switched that reminder too. I was very happy that John came through at that moment because I was just like, oh, I mean, I didn't think Mikasa was gonna not kill her, mm-hmm. but it gave us too much, the audience, too much time to think about it. And mm-hmm. so the fact that John came through and shot her, I was just like, whew, I'm glad we didn't have to think about that anymore.
See, but what really stood out to me is when they was talking about, because, like, in the midst of all this action, like, they was talking about, like, if we hesitate and don't get to them, then we'll never stop the rumbling. I was like, that's why they're going so hard. Like, that's why they not stopping. Like, you the ops, it's on site. Like, mm-hmm. gotcha.
Oh, and then, you know, when Pete came back to, you know, throwing her little 2 cents, chomping on niggas and stuff.
And right on time.
When they started shooting on Thunder Spirit for her and she was running, I said, look at Speedy Gonzalez. Like, but she was like, damn, you know, can y'all stop?
Right.
Even though she was going fast, and I was just like, damn, look at her go after the next scene. She was just like, oh my god, like, can y'all chill? And that's when I was just like, you could tell, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, it's very tense right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though Peak is usually like always the one that's level-headed and stuff, it was just interesting seeing her, like, even she like, damn, like, you know, I can't shake these folks.
She ain't got no armor, huh? Like,
exactly, she don't even have a gun or nobody on her to, like, you know, shoot in her defense. So really all she can do is, you know, evade, because it's not like she's a battle titan anyway.
Right.
She do what she can, little chomp chomps, but continue.
You know, well, speaking of chomp chomps, what's interesting is when Reiner bit somebody earlier in the episode, they didn't show it. But with her, they showed her with a mouth full of people.
I mean, that big ass mouth, we need to show something. Oh, and even Flock giving speeches mid-air. I'm like, this man can't fucking stop. I was just like, he really think he Commander Irwin. And then, sorry.
Oh, nah. Like, as I was going into that montage, because as they slowed everything down, mm-hmm. and everything, when he was trying to get speeches and whatnot, like, it was just like really vicious, like,
yeah. And then, like, seeing, you know, you see Hanji running and then you see the light and she like, huh? And then here we go, we got Falco coming, making his debut. I said, look at Falco trying to go Super Saiyan on people. I said it right this time.
Yo, I actually just watched DBZ Broly for the first time. Amazing.
Broly,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That nigga could do whatever the plot required. What did you think of Falco's jaw titan, like the appearance of it?
I think it looks better than Galliard's, just appearance wise. I mean, also better than the mirror. So, I mean, kudos to Falco. But I thought it was very beautiful until he started like going ham. But like seeing him when he looked at Flock, I was like, oh, I like this. I was hoping he fucking took a chunk out of him, but
alas.
I know, right? Every time I thought that man was gonna die, he never did.
He's dead this time.
No, he's not.
I know.
No, he's not. If you don't, what's the rule in anime? If you don't see the body, they not dead.
I know he's not dead. It's wishful thinking.
Okay.
I wish.
But, I was gonna start singing, but.
When they was talking to the cue card, when it was like, when Titans were a threat, they were the enemy. And when Titans were a threat, they were the enemy. And for as long as people hold on to beliefs, there will be an enemy. That kind of really brought everything into perspective with this episode, with how you see all of these people who are literally, I mean, minus the Marlians, but even some of the Marlians, everybody was at one point for parody. Like, everybody was trying to make sure that this little island nation survives. And they ended up all becoming enemies of one another. So it just is kind of strange how that all comes to work.
Well, I think it was just because, like, initially, yes, everybody was go parody, but, you know, when the circumstances were good for everybody, like, you know, doing a small rumbling and, you know, not waiting 50 years and stuff like that, that's what people were on board for. And so once the plans changed, that's when, like, and, you know, people like Flock was like, oh bitch, I've been on this plan, but, you know, other people just fell in line because they were just like parody. And then I, especially once you understand why they are there in the first place, you know,
yeah,
why they on this island by themselves. And so it's like, I get it, but I don't.
Yeah. I just kind of.
Because I would have been Mikasa in that world too, so.
I just kind of, I don't know. I'm not idealistically, because all of their problems have made for great television. But it has really, just to see everybody become enemies with people that they once were friends with. The creation of an enemy and the lack, the inability to take violence out of people. Even on this scale, it's much larger, like clearly it's causing the destruction of the world, but also just relating to real life, it's the same type of thing.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh no, like just people constantly create enemies.
That's very funny because I watched The Walking Dead today. I know. I still watch The Walking Dead. But they were talking about how, you know, somebody was evil 5 seasons ago, but they're reformed now. And, you know, they just like, in this type of world, you'll see the things that people do to stay alive. And, you know, not just against zombies, but like against actual people. And so it's just like, I feel like, you know, as humans, we can be very vicious at our core in regards to survival. So I don't know if that's more of a survival instinct or I don't know, but it's very interesting how it travels, that theme travels throughout all mediums.
Yeah. Because
it's reality.
Yeah. So snap back to the anime. You see Falco in the new Jaw Titan flying through the air, which is kind of cool because it kind of looks like a bird, and he's just doing all this yelling. And honestly, this is the coolest Titan that we've seen.
I agree. Well, just abilities wise, definitely.
Well, I mean, Warhammer's probably cooler abilities wise.
I feel like the Warhammer is more, just because she got to be in that little crystal, you already flipped up right there. You can't even move too far. I feel like you get placed in the close to the bottom list just for that.
But like, yes, she got to be in that crystal, but theoretically, couldn't the Warhammer like create a weapon around itself? Like that same android couldn't create it around itself and just use it that way?
I mean, it could, but what is going to be like a little crystal backpack?
Or yeah, or put it like in the body or something.
I think the purpose of it being away is so you will have a hard time finding the person that's attached to it. So you can't kill it as easily.
Yeah. What I mean is so I feel like that's still
exactly. You got the umbilical cord just hanging from you.
Like the Warhammer, you really need to be with somebody else. Definitely. To be like just really good.
That's more of a team player.
Yeah.
Thought they had a team.
So after we see Falco flying through the air and he's just wrecking damage on people. Like you just see
rampaging.
Oh my gosh. He goes. And then Peek is like, Falco. Everybody's like, Falco, what? What are you doing? But then the OGs and Hanji, which is like the double OG, they still doing damage. John's like, they broke formation. Like, we gotta go. It's now or never. And Mikasa is going slicing through people. Hanji slicing through people. Connie slicing through people. Falco's going on a rampage. And then he sets his eyes on the right motherfucker. He's looking straight at John. I mean, not Sean. Well, sorry, Sean. I would never. He looks right at Flock. And he goes right after him. And Flock is like, damn it. Like, I just know it. And they just chasing him. Like, they are trying to get him.
Falco's Everybody's chasing him. It's like
he one character. He's right there. Like, if the Stallion Titan just would have got him. And so everybody sees him as he's about to shoot this rocket. And he's like, the one who says Eldia will be me. And you can just tell. You can just tell that is his dream at this point. Like, he wants to be that guy. He wants to be
that. He's been dreaming about this for sure.
Yes. His wet dreams. All of his wet dreams are coming true. And then, just like a hater, he does not get it. Somebody shoots him. And honestly, the reveal is so beautiful. But he gets shot and the missile misses and Gabby's right there and all the water's red, like as the missile explodes up. And I did not know the water was red in this world. Like, it couldn't have been that much blood.
But it also could have been a Titan.
I mean, like, the whole thing was red?
I mean, like, it was very dark.
I just, like, it looked like a punch bowl
came up. It was very dark, almost purple.
Yeah, but, like, it was raining down on Gabby. And Flock falls into the water, rooting for his
death. It could have also been a sediment from the bottom of the ocean that could have come up.
Made the water red.
Made just muddied the water just because it's right there. I'm pretty sure this land, if they made that port, that's right there. So, you know, that can make the water muddy.
I don't know. It's just red. It caught me unawares. I didn't expect red water.
I was like, because I was like, that can't be blood, that much blood. And then I was just like, Flock feel after that, seeing the water. So I'm like, interesting.
Yeah. I didn't really know what to make of it totally, but it was what it was. So everybody see Flock fall, and they just don't know what to do. But it really don't matter.
Well, they did have a second to say, Flock.
Yeah. They, I mean, they registered it, but it didn't really.
That was everybody else's advantage.
Because it didn't really matter what they did, because they were about to die. Because Mikasa came straight through, and she was slicing them up. And she just looks like a woman possessed. Like, she's skating down the thing. You got her doing a star in the midair after killing people, throwing dudes' hands up, doing 1-2 combos. slicing them down. And these folks have guns and they can't shoot her. Like when she pulled the dude to her with the when she pulled the dude with the ODM gear and threw him to the other dude to stab through both of them.
And then after she chopped his head off.
And then made him blow himself up. Yeah. And then just sat there and watched it.
And let the blood wet herself in the blood.
Yo, and just like stood there, like honestly, and then looks straight at the camera. One of the best anime.
It was
top tier. Another round of applause for that. My nigga, like, oh my gosh, I was geeking watching this whole. Oh my goodness, once she did that, they really didn't want no piece of her. Afterwards, the boat starts coming, getting ready to sail. They got that coal ready in 15 minutes, like Mac told them to. So they're like, okay, let's get ready to go. And Falco is over here still on a rampage. Like Peak warned him, listen to the Stallion Titan when she tell you something. And he's like just going crazy. And Peak is like, come on, let's go. Like the enemies are gone. And then Falco attacks her and it's not looking good for her. And Maggot is like, hold Falco still. He picks up one of the blades and he goes and cuts Falco out, which puts it into the whole situation. So Mikasa comes up on the aftermath and Maggot is like, Falco, you did a good job. You did well. And he did. Minus attacking the Stallion Titan. But oh shoot, then after they zoom out, honestly, I do think it was blood. The red in the water. I think it was blood. Because after they zoom out, the bay is blue, but like where they were fighting at, it's red.
Maybe that's like blood from Dad's body.
The Titans. Like you said,
The people that were getting killed, they kill people and threw them in the water. That could just be all that blood. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So they taken all the Titan users back to the ship because Annie and Reiner. Yeah.
Pause. You see Armin. Still, why he still down bad? They got their arms back and stuff. Why is Armin still looking like that? Why?
I mean, I don't know why Armin, his healing factor isn't as quick as the others, but he's working on it. So Magatho hands Falco off to Onya Capone, and he's like, I'll hold the rear. And Onya Capone knows what's about to happen. Maggot goes and he stays behind and the boat takes off. And as the boat takes off, they're like, Commander brought Falco back. And then Peak was like, no, it's General now. Which was kind of like just a shout out to him.
So, she was avoiding the conversation too.
Yeah, she was. Because she knew what was going on. And so Maggot goes and he's running back to protect the boat. And then somebody sees him and Shadus comes in and kills both of the Jaegerists. And Maggot, like he does with everybody, has his gun at him. And then they start talking from one old coot to another. And he's like, so why didn't you board the ship? And Max is like, well, I had to think the bigger picture. This ship is big enough that they can use it to catch him and take down the ship. So he's like, I got to protect it or whatever. And Shadus is like, I'll give you a hand. And they go down to the basement and they're in like this little storage room with all the gunpowder. And their Maggot is like, I don't care. I'm lighting up a magazine. Like, it's whatever. Like, I'm doing this. And he's like, this is your last chance to get out of here because all the people are looking for him on the boat. And Chaz is like, nah, I've been looking for a good reason to die, a good place to die. So they're both just resigned to death. And he, Magath is like, if you side with us, it might be the island's downfall. So Shadis, he gives this brief little speech, and it turns out he was the one that was up in the window a couple of weeks ago. And he said, I think some old students of mine with Annie Bryant, with Annie Lionheart. And when I realized they're playing, my heart was moved, like, by how much they've grown, like, how far they've come. So you can tell that he supports their plan. And Magath is like, if you didn't stop the reinforcements, we would have been a goner. And you'll be known as one of the heroes of the world. And Shadis really don't care about that. Shadis does what he does because he's a G. Like, he's not going to pat himself on the back.
Never had.
Never.
That's why he gave up his position.
So Magath, in contrast, tells about his general, his commanding, and he's like, yeah, I used to command children to go do heinous crimes. And like, and in my head, I'm like, yeah, because you ain't a real G like Shadis. Like, Shadis up here, he made these people for the better, including some of your people that you sent over here, if we're being honest. You over here, you had Udo and the other
Sophia.
Yeah, you had Udo and Sophia up here just getting killed randomly for no reason. You had Zeke out here, up here planning to take over the world, or not even take over the world, to euthanize aliens. You had
slaughter everybody on LP before that.
You had Reiner out here wanting to commit suicide, killing people. You had Peek out here worn out, like using her like a card. you had like you got Galliard,
I know, brother. Jason Bourne ass girl.
Yeah, she is out here on her 007. Like you have all these kids out here pretty much doing nothing with their lives. And he's like, I realize that if they can live normal lives, then, you know, I'll be happy, kind of. So he kind of has come to terms with himself, which is why he's about to blow himself up. And Shadis is like, I'm not going to pat you on the back, but I'm proud of you for your development, for your growth. And honestly, like, it's not even kind of in a condescending way, but Shadis, he's real. I really appreciate that. And he says he's sure the kids would agree. And it's really funny because the door is locked, and in the background, you have these dudes beating on the window. Like, what are you doing? Open the door. And it's like,
no, nigga.
When do we do that? So they go on ahead and try to stand for the gun. And it's really nice that that's what Magath heard before he died, that reinforcement. And he asks Shadis his name. He says, Keith Shadis. And says, what's your name? And he's like, Tao Magath. And they just kind of have this acknowledgement of one another. And then they blow up the ship.
Beautifully.
I'm sorry.
I said they blew it up beautifully.
They did.
It was fucked.
It's stinking in the bay right now. As we speak. It is like just like the Titanic. They put out some fireworks when they went out. And Gabby is really sad because Gabby, she's still a little bit naive in some of these things. She didn't know what was going on. But all the adults did. And that's how they close out the episode. And they start rolling credits, or so you think. But then at the same time, I was like, nah, I don't care how much action you gave us. That was too short. I know there's still some minutes. Because I looked at it and I was like, this isn't going to take the whole thing. So then they show the ship of and what's going on. And they said, like, we really didn't have a choice. There's nothing we can do to save Liberia. The rumblings are happening too fast. And my girl Annie, she's just distraught. And it's really nice to see how Mikasa is supporting Annie, because they've been enemies this whole time. And you know, the rivalry thing that we were talking about in the beginning, if Mikasa and Annie were, if Mikasa was the main character of this show, then it would have been Mikasa and Annie in like season one back to back. But Hanji's telling them what's going on. You about to get on this, boy. Hanji's telling them what's going on, and Mikasa's supporting Annie. And then everybody's coming here, and Hanji's like, yeah, McGath understood that. So he gave his life so that we could keep going forward. And then you see Connie, after his truly a badass debut, bringing Armin up. And Armin,
and what does Armin look like?
Armin still, gosh, oh my God. So Armin still needs help walking. He getting drug along. And it's funny because while they're talking, they keep showing it. And then Reiner's up here. Reiner's posted up. Reiner's like, listen to the plan. Like, he's like, okay. And what's next? And as Hanji's giving Maggot his flowers, because he's like, he entrusted us to save people whose names he didn't even know. Like, he was, gave up his life to save the rest of the world. And that's like, okay, I guess this is the part where we give Maggot his flowers. Mm-hmm. Because even though even in the beginning, he was never a character I disliked. Like, I didn't dislike him. I didn't agree with what he was doing per se, but I did like him as a character. And it has been nice to see him grow and come full circle in this season that we've had him. So here's to you, Commander Maggot. But it's really interesting.
General.
My apologies. General Maggot, as you set sail into the sea of the afterlife. It was really dope to see Hanji giving him all of that to the people who he pretty much raised. It was kind of also really interesting how Shadis did everything he did. He didn't get any credit. Like, nobody really knew that Shadis was doing what Shadis was doing. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of the juxtaposition of the two, especially with how they went out with Shadis re-encouraging General Maggot and giving him what he needed to hear as he died. And then Shadis also doesn't get any of that praise. And these are from the people who Shadis is directly responsible for, Hanji and John and Mikasa. So it was really kind of interesting to see. It was nice to see. So after that happens, Annie's like, so I'm going to ask you again, can you kill Eren? Like, because Mikasa's right next to her, and you see the emotion on Mikasa's face and in her hand. And Annie's like, if I try to kill Eren, like, are you going to let me? Because she knows where she is in the rivalry. She's like, are you going to let me? Like, I'm sick of killing each other. Like, I don't want to fight with you anymore. Like, and Annie, none of this is what she wanted to do in the first place. Like, Annie been tired. And I do think that Annie
was born tired.
She was born tired. Poor girl. Annie has had a hard life. A lot of people in this story have had hard lives, but
it's not life
for them. And Annie is like, I'm just tired of fighting everybody. I'm tired of killing. Like, I don't even want to kill Eren for real, if we're being honest. Like, and I really think that Annie bonded with all of them before she did all of that stuff. I do think Annie probably does have no regrets in what she did, but she probably does wish things could have went differently, and she could have had that normal life that Maggot was talking about, because she probably would have been friends with Mikasa. She probably would have been friends with them, like, for real. So that kind of ends the episode with her saying that she's tired of all the stuff. and then it ends for real.
Yeah, that was a really amazing episode. It was just a lot of things packed in there. And I was laughing because, you know, last episode I was saying how it's very, like, short scenes and, like, mm-hmm. I mean, short pieces. Everything is just a few scenes instead of bit by bit. And I feel like this episode, it was more so back to that old way of having things bit by bit by bit, and it's breaking down. Like, it was big chunks, but also big chunks that had a lot of little things that were going on inside. And especially a lot of things that were paying off from the past. And it's going to pay off in the future. So.
Yeah, that was all cool. It was a very enjoyable episode. Very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to get into the manga comparisons or differences?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So, one of the things I noticed was, you know, Annie in the anime, you know, when Mikasa was telling her they were going to the mainland, Annie had a little personal dialogue in the manga where she was like, the mainland, she was like, you know, thinking about her daddy in Liberia. And, you know, we didn't get to see that in the actual anime until they did it at the ship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they did include that little inner monologue from Annie during that little moment. And also when they had said, like, the female titan, they're talking about the female titan. In the anime, they said forget about the female titan. But in the manga, they said get the female titan, deal with the female titan. And then, like, in the next panel, that's when she was, like, protecting the Azuma Bito's and got her hand blown off.
One of the things that I noticed was different in the anime is, like, the action. Like, mm-hmm. we didn't get all of those scenes. Like, I guess it was just implied that Connie and Cops were being badasses.
Oh my goodness, like, yes.
Cause like all of like I and I love the liberties that Mappa took with that, because they gave us like probably like a top five action scene. This honestly might have been a top five action scene in all anime that we watched, because it was just purely amazing.
She reminded me of Levi too, Mikasa.
She did. She did.
Especially with that little haircut. But
to John's disappointment.
You know, actually, I watched a YouTube video and they were talking about the episode. And you know, they said there was Mikasa in John's dream because of the scar that was on her face. It matched the mm-hmm. scar that's on Mikasa's face. And it was like, so in John's dream, that he did want to marry Mikasa.
Mikasa, I dream of her.
But he was like, Aaron gonna be dead, girl. Come on, give me some loving. But
she would never.
I know, right? But it was another difference. I'm looking to see because I can't remember. I didn't write it down. Like John didn't shoot that girl the way it was. It was like a dude he shot, but he shot him like before me. Like it wasn't like Mikasa was in danger. It was just like he was just like bam. They was helping each other together.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get the. Do we get to see Falco run and turn into his titan, or do we just see the titan go kabloom?
I think the titan just went kabloom.
Yeah. So, like, you know, that was a panel. They had Falco running.
Oh, no, he ran. He ran away. Yeah, we got the panel for that one.
No, not him running away from Pete, but, like, him after John saw him with his sand cut and stuff. Do we see him run, or do we just see the burst?
I think we see him run because, yeah, we see him run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also the whole Gabby shooting Flock that was not as drawn out the way I would have liked it, like it was in the manga.
I thought that was honestly, watching it, I thought Shadis was on the shot.
Bro. I did too. And so when I watched it again, I was like, oh. And then I read the manga and I was like, So I was like, it was very evident in the manga. Like, I didn't have to think about who shot Flock. Because at first
I said, Gabby, you shot the right person this time.
Right. I said, who shot Flock? And I was like, he is a chill. Always on point with the sniper. But yeah, that's one thing I didn't. I was like, I saw the manga. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was cool. I did appreciate that about the manga, because when the first, actually, honestly, until I read the manga, like you said, I thought Shadis was the one. After the episode, I thought Shadis was the one anyway, because who else was lurking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it should have been implied because we've seen her with a gun, but it's not like we've seen her reloaded or anything.
Right, but see, in the manga, she did. And so that's when I was like, oh, okay. Because I was just like,
But honestly, this should have been more evident. We should have just suspected it was her.
We should have. They said, no, we're not going to give her too many shiners.
Like, honestly, this is the time for her to shine. She's not Flock.
It's her redemption story.
I wish she would have hit him in the head, but she hit him. She stopped blowing up the boat. Oh, that was cool.
Mm-hmm. But did you see anything else?
Nah, not really. Not that just stood out to me. I know that the end, everything that happened at the end with the conversation on the boat, that was the beginning of... Because, like, this was chapter 129. Everything that happened at the beginning of the boat was the beginning of chapter 130. Like, with Annie saying she's tired and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. It was cool. So, do you have... A surprise or a favorite moment or anything that was something stand out to you in this episode?
A surprise. Connie did surprise me a little bit. Because I did not know boy was getting down like that. I mean, clearly he survived and everything. But I didn't know he was doing it like that, you know? Which is cool. I guess every group has one. Mm-hmm. I was definitely surprised by the looks of Falco's Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he just got the jaw and he was kind of a weird Titan. But seeing him turn into a jaw, that was cool. I might get the Funko Pop when it comes out. What about you?
I think my favorite moment was Mikasa this week. Just seeing this side of her, you know, I think this was a prelude to her basically telling Annie, yeah, I can kill Eren, bitch. Don't fucking try me no more. Like, yes, I got what it takes. And I feel like that's the vibe that I was getting from her. Mm-hmm. But that was my favorite moment this week. But I did like Falco's transformation. I appreciate, you know, Reiner and Andy taking some for the team finally. You know, and Mizuma Bito engineers, you need to fucking run like it's your life. Literally. So
they were definitely less than the engineers. They disappointed me. They're my
least favorite characters.
Because they did nothing with Armin. Oh yeah, I know you don't like Armin.
So. Well, the engineers, I would definitely give them the most disappointing characters. Armin, I was just disappointing him perpetually. So It's not just like, man, you never gonna fucking do right, huh? Okay.
Do you have a Titan of the week? Because we got some Titan action.
We did. I won't say I have a Titan of the week. I appreciate all the Titans this week. Mm-hmm. And good job. You use your Titan powers for good. And it's only because I say it's good this time. So
that's how it works, right? I can agree with that. I definitely appreciate everybody.
Except fucking Armin.
Well, he didn't go in Titan form, so he doesn't count.
He shouldn't, but he can't do nothing. He didn't do anything this episode but walk around with a limp. And
use Connie as a crutch.
Exactly. So I just feel like, you know, he did not do anything. So he doesn't get any award this week.
Nah, honestly, I really just want to give a special shout out to Reiner. He was coming through clutch.
Let the record show. We need to snip this.
I mean, hey, when you do what you needed to do, I give you props. I'm not a hater. I'm not a flop. So I can give Reiner his props.
I give you that.
Because he really did what he needed to do. He was a shield. He saved Annie. He saved the mechanics. He got everybody to the boat. And then afterwards, unlike Armin, he was still standing. So I got to give
props.
Like, Reiner, you deserve it.
You convinced me. I agree.
Do you have any predictions for next week?
Well, the flashback looks like it's going to be an Aaron Zeke episode, and I'm like, again. So, I mean, I guess we're gonna get some more backstories, and so possibly the little thing that you want to see, but I don't really have a prediction per se.
Yeah, I do think we'll probably get that damn near whole chapter that they cut out or only gave us a panel of in John's memories this week. But I think it'll be something good. Definitely probably won't be as much action as we got this week, because the action we got this week was definitely top tier. My prediction is that next week's episode, my prediction is this was going to be the best episode until we get like right next to the climax.
This coming up one?
No, this one. This this week's episode.
Gotcha. I agree.
But anything else about the episode?
Nope. I think I'm good.
All right. So where can the people find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at Primayana, and you can find me on my other podcast called Kinda Complicated Podcast.
Complicated is spelled.
if you try to find us on Twitter, it's kind of fucked up. So don't. But you can find you where?
You can find me on social medias that I want to be found at Chuck_May_. Other than that, don't forget to rate us and review us 5 stars if you're not a flock. And then you can hit us up at BlackOnTitan AOT@gmail.com.
Peace out.
Peace.